On our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli missiles have been targeting Gaza on this fourth day of war since Hamas' surprise invasion. The death toll on both sides has topped 1,600 and includes at least 11 Americans. Correspondent Holly Williams reports from Israel's southern border.
Israel's ordered a total siege of the Gaza Strip with no food, fuel, or medicine for its residents.
Though Israel didn't start this war, Israel will finish it. Once the Jewish
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised his people they would have vengeance.
No longer. Hamas will understand that by attacking us, they've made a mistake of historic proportions.
President Biden will speak about the war at 1 p.m. Eastern. A Jewish community in Northern California is showing support for Israel. KOVR-TV's Steve Large.
As the conflict escalates, the city of Sacramento is now shining blue light on the Memorial Auditorium, the Convention Center, and the Performing Arts Center. The mayor's spokesperson writing an email, the light symbolized solidarity for the people killed and injured in the terrorist attacks.
It's war. Don't think your brothers are fighting and you could sleep. It's battle for all.
It is intense.
This Middle East crisis with consequences stretching around the world.
Potential new U.S. help is being held up by politics. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Congress can't resume its work, including new aid or additional munitions for Israel, until a speaker is chosen. And there is just no clear timetable for that. The candidates will meet privately with the House Republican conference later today here at the Capitol, with an internal vote among Republicans no earlier than tomorrow. And then there has to be a full vote in the U.S. House.
Healthcare workers are threatening a new strike against Kaiser Permanente. This time, it would last an entire week. The unions say members will walk out again next month if they don't have a new contract deal by then. They staged a three-day strike last week. There's new fallout from the nearly month-long strike against Detroit's Big Three. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Chrysler maker Stellantis says it most recently has temporarily laid off more than 500 employees at its Trenton, Michigan engine complex, in addition to 50 people at an Indiana casting plant. Ford says another 71 workers have been laid off at its Livonia, Michigan transmission plant. General Motors has told nearly 200 people at plants in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan to stay home, increasing its layoffs to 2,300.
Tomorrow night's Powerball pot is up to a staggering $1.7 billion. No one won last night. And as far as this guy in L.A. is concerned,
no one should ever have that much money. If you do get that much money, you should share it. You know what I'm saying?
This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Waukesha has officially started getting water from Lake Michigan, marking the completion of its nearly $300 million decades-long transition. The changeover involves 35 miles of pipeline. 90% of residents will get new water by the end of the week, with some potential changes in water appearance and smell due to the transition process. You can see a map of where the water is on the City of Waukesha website. Kohl's is aiming to unveil its new downtown Milwaukee store next month. The company announced its intentions to open the store in the former Boston store building on Phillips Avenue on November 3rd. Currently, Milwaukee has only one other Kohl's store within the city limits. The new store will be big, spanning about 35,000 square feet and featuring an entrance on Wisconsin Avenue. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 20 $0.25. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm really, you know, talking, and you can join us. And I am interested in hearing your thoughts because, you know, this is not something that's going away. And, you know, we can go and as Americans and dismiss this, and life goes on for us, and you know, it doesn't interfere right now with our lives, you know, right this moment. But this has clearly the possibility of, and, you know, we talked about Ukraine and Russia and how the United States could be dragged into that. But not to the degree that this thing that is happening right now could drag us into immediately and to a degree that we may find ourselves so firmly entrenched in this that that it could be clearly one of the worst things that has happened. It's certainly a horrible, horrible thing that's happening in Israel right now. And yes, no way do I support Hamas in what they've done. Whatever the issues are, slaughtering innocent people is not the answer. But also on the other side of it, neither is, you know, people trying to, as you always say, well, they're playing politics. People trying to play politics with this. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
All right. Well, I just got in my truck, so I just heard the last few minutes of Tom in L.A. So let me finish before you interrupt me, right?
It all depends. Listen. It all depends. You know, I'll give you an opportunity if there's something that is not accurate, and if there's something, you know, I'm not going to let you continue with things that aren't true. But go ahead.
United States has just paid $6 billion to get some hostages back 3 weeks ago, right? So where do you think this money is going?
Okay, so now I'm going to interrupt you. As I said before, when you say something that is not true, I'm going to interrupt you. Nobody has clearly said that the money that was used to pay for those hostages, to free those hostages, and those dollars again were dollars that belonged to Iran. They had been in banks. They were not taxpayer dollars. Nobody can. That's a fact. And not 1 cent of that has even gone to Iran yet. So that's the lies that have been out here on the news, in the news media. The truth of the matter is not 1 cent has been paid to Iran. And to somehow try to connect that to what took place here is an absolute lie. Now you can go ahead.
I asked you a question. Okay, where did this money go?
The money is still every cent of the money is still in the bank. It hasn't been moved yet. That's a fact.
What planet are you? Listen.
No. Let me tell you something, man. Why don't you read? I'm sorry. Read something for yourself, and because reading is fundamental. And not just take what people on television are saying. They've got a reason for lying because they want you to listen to them. The truth is written everywhere. Not 1 cent of it has been used for that. And then you want to come on and you want to give that false information, and then you want to argue with me, somebody who's read from many different sources, to corroborate that not one dime has been spent. Go ahead.
Did they release six hostages? I think it's six hostages. Did they release them? And why would Iran release these hostages unless they end up getting paid?
Gary, as I said, if you would have read the information that is there and not relied on what somebody else said, yes, the hostages have been released. The money is in a bank somewhere else, and not 1 cent of it has been used. Okay? So, this is what bothers me, man. But you want to argue with me about something you don't even know about.
With you, and it's a one-way discussion. You just keep talking over me.
I'm going to talk over you when you're not truthful, sir. And you're not truthful on that.
You read and I read what I read. Is Iran going to get this $6 billion eventually?
You said, well, now you change it to eventually. Yes, they will get it eventually. But you were trying to mislead people down a path that this money was used, and that's what was used to create this assault in Iran, in Israel. It's not true.
To what I said, I never even said that Hamas got the money. I didn't say that. I didn't even get that far before you interrupted me. Okay, what about during the Obama administration? Did we pay them, $70 billion not to go out there and do nuclear testing?
Hey, Gary, we didn't pay them anything. It was their money.
Okay, then how did we get a hold of their assets then? How did we get a hold of their assets that we could control this money? And why would we give them money back so they can do research? And let me ask you another question. Do you believe that the Israelis were responsible for the assassination of some of their nuclear scientists?
Gary, thank you very much for the call. I don't. Let's go to Cassandra in Madison. Good morning to you, Cassandra. How are you?
Hi, Earl.
Middleton,
you hear me?
In Middleton. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call. You know, as I am watching the events unfold, I'm watching MSNBC, and this reminds me of echoes of 9/11.
Yes.
When the news coverage was filtered and we were not getting the full narrative of what was going on. And my heart just weeps for the people of Israel who were hurt, during the attack.
Can I just ask you, But here's the part of this. And yes, my heart weeps for all of the innocent people, including the Palestinians who had nothing to do with it, who are being killed as well.
Earl, you know what? You didn't let me finish my point.
All right, go ahead.
That's what I was going to say. You know, I am in no way condoning Hamas or Hezbollah. You know, these are terrorist organizations, and they should be stopped from what they are doing. However, there are innocent Palestine people in the Gaza Strip. Do you know the Gaza Strip, the land acreage is 140 square miles, and there are nearly 2.6 million people crammed into that area. And as I said before, you know, my heart really hurts for the people who were killed in Israel from Hamas. But I am very uncomfortable with some of the language that the Jewish politicians are using, or I should say the Israeli politicians. And I think one of the ministers referred to the people of Palestine as human animals.
Yes.
Is a toddler, is a Palestine toddler a human animal? I just don't like that kind of language. Israel has the right to defend themselves and also seek retribution against Hamas or Hezbollah, or any of those terrorist organizations. But to condemn the entire Palestinian people, that just does not sit well with me.
You know, Cassandra, to turn off the water, the food, the electricity to all of those people, it's just not, you know, come on, that's not the answer, is it?
It's not. And, you know, and as I said, I was watching the news on MSNBC and just some of the statements that are being made that's characterizing all of the Palestinian people as savages and animals. And I am just, I think in about 2 or 3 days, the Israeli army, they're going to start their ground offensive,
right?
And there's be so much bloodshed, and I don't have an answer. As I said before, the people of Israel, they have a right to self-defense, but we also have to remember there are innocent Palestinian people.
The masses of them are innocent.
Yeah. Well, Earl, thank you for
Thank you very much for the call, Cassandra. I really appreciate it. We'll come to all of you on the lines after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometime I fool my arms, I say, ooh, whoa, oh, baby.
Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wooden installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pin still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pin still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Ice level off around 52. This afternoon, under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 36. High temperatures reach up to 58. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. You know, history has a way of teaching us something. And I'll just point to you, Neville Chamberlain, piece of our time. He came back from Germany thinking that he was going to get peace, because at that time, Germany was starting to ramp up and take over neighboring countries. And unfortunately, and I agree with Cassandra, and I agree with Tom, it sucks that what you're going to see is a tremendous bloodbath.
I know.
And I don't disagree with you whatsoever. However, in this situation, if you look at the Iranian, Khomeini, and what was said in Politico 2 days ago should be an eye opener. They were cheering for Hamas when this happened. The U.S. State Department, as recently as 2021, I just read it on CNN today. This is a fact that Iran has been providing many ammunitions and weapons to Hamas Iran is using Hamas. Basically, it's a proxy war. Just like the U.S. is supplying weapons to Ukraine to fight the Russians, that is a proxy war. The United States is helping Ukraine defeat the Russians. The same thing is happening now with Hamas and Hezbollah. And unfortunately, and yes, there's 2.6 million people in the Gaza Strip, and I agree with you that the humanity of turning off the water and the electricity is a horrible situation. However, keep in mind, if you go back to World War II, there were innocent Germans that were killed. Not all of them were Nazis. Unfortunately, that's what happens.
What we can't do is rationalize what happened with people being killed before as a reason why we should not do that today. Okay? People should have learned from what took place then. The answer is clearly not they did it then, we should do it now.
The problem is you're not dealing with leaders. The Iranian leader is
Iran is, I didn't hear Benjamin Netanyahu say he was at war with Iran. I heard him say he was at war with the Palestinian, I mean, with Hamas. Okay? And that's all I've heard him say. It is other people who have brought this in to the equation. And I would say that it is Benjamin Netanyahu who's in a position, who's representing Israel. And I'm going to go by what he says as opposed to all these other people.
But again, Earl, Iran has, well, first of all, Netanyahu has called out Iran many times before.
He did not say he was at war. He did not say he was at war with Iran. He has not said that.
Is the United States at war with Russia? No, officially we are not at war with Russia. We are helping Ukraine. The same thing, Iran is helping Hamas. Hamas is the one who did the attack. They're ultimately the ones that decided to take those rockets and throw thousands of them over just, you know, so they could barely get over the wall and not even have the Iron Dome work.
I agree with all of those things. Where you and I differ is that you and others want to say Iran, and then there are people who are saying what we need to do to Iran. Our United States government and intelligence has totally disagreed with the assessment that you and others are making. And so to somehow get this thing amped up and ramped up to the United States going to war with Iran takes this to a whole different elevation, man. That's where I'm pushing back.
So we have a new axis of evil. Well, Iran is working with Russia. We know that for a fact. Russia has been supplying.
Hey David, don't use the axis of evil, because we know what happened when George Bush came up with the axis of evil and how much money and how we were involved in wars for almost 20 years. Because somebody came up with the term axis of evil. It didn't benefit the United States, and hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives.
All I'm telling you is, if you look at who's coordinating with who, the United States, obviously, we have our partners. We have
Britain,
Australia, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea.
So we should have partners and other people can't have partners? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is, but if you connect the dots, you see Russia is working with China. They're making agreements. And they are, and so what's scary is that you have China, which has got the second largest population now after India, working with Russia, and they are coming up with different things. And you see what's happening with the Chinese now, and they're ramping up. Like I guess there is a Philippines.
And Dave, we have NATO, okay? So this is where the hypocrisy in all of this. We're pointing out about some other nations joining forces when we have NATO.
But the question is this: who is going to be the one ruling at the top? Would you rather have Russia or China ruling at the top, or would you rather have somebody else other than them ruling?
If I'm from China and Russia, and that question was asked of me, and somebody said, would you rather have America and Europe and others? They would say, no, we'd rather have us. That's what we've got to get away from. Got to go to a break. We'll come to you on the phone lines after the break, 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The death toll in the four-day-old Israeli-Hamas war has climbed to almost 1,800, with at least 11 Americans among the dead. And Israel is pounding the Gaza Strip with airstrikes. CBS's Nora O'Donnell is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli Defense Force is now mobilizing some 360,000 reservists as they get ready for a ground invasion of Gaza. Gaza.
Lawmakers in Washington still unable to approve aid for Israel, with the House speakerless. Congressman Steve Scalise hopes to fill the spot.
We stand strongly with Israel. The House needs to get back to work. That means we've got to select a speaker, and you saw a strong resolve to make sure that we can come together quickly.
Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers are promising to come together for a new and bigger strike next month. They don't get a contract deal in the next 3 weeks. They staged a 3-day walkout last week. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Waukesha's transition to Lake Michigan water continues. People are advised to run their faucets briefly and postpone laundry for a short period to allow any sediment in their pipes to clear following the transition. There may be a slight change in water odor and taste over the next few days. The transition will also result in slightly higher water bills for Waukesha residents. Milwaukee had a rough Monday with 4 shootings in a little over 2 hours. According to police, 5 people were shot in total and one of them died. The fatal shooting occurred around 4:30 in the northern part of the city, where a 36-year-old was shot and killed. Investigators are actively searching for 2 teenage suspects in connection with that case. There was also an early morning shooting that left a pastor injured, followed by 3 more shootings, all taking place last night. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the 2 oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The 5th and 6th generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the horrific situation that is going on right now in Israel. and the inherent dangers associated with that. And if we are not careful, you know, those of us who have platforms and about the things that we say, and we certainly wind up having people call for things, excuse me, that may lead the entire world into World War III, and you would be fooling yourself. You know, we talked about that in, you know, Ukraine and Russia and, you know, World War III, but this, clearly, if this is not dealt with properly, we can lead ourselves down the path of no return. Let's go to David from San Francisco. Good morning to you, David. You say what, sir?
Oh, thanks, Earl. Hey, before I go to the Middle East, did I hear in the news Waukesha is going to get water from Lake Michigan now?
Yes, yes.
And is that it instead of a river?
Yeah, they're getting it from Lake Michigan.
Yeah, and before, were they getting it from a cleaner river, and now they're going for discount water or something?
I don't know. I can't. What I'll do is we'll find somebody, have them on, who can explain it.
Yeah, the reason I ask, you know, the idea that people have been given permits for years to be able to pollute rivers and streams. I'm originally from down in St. Louis, and we had the choice of drinking from the Mississippi River, which was pretty foul, and the Missouri River, which was somewhat cleaner. It had agricultural runoff instead of industrial, and so there were a lot of issues about where you're getting your water source and then future medical bills. So that might be something to pay attention to.
Well, a lake is clearly a lot bigger than any river. And the chances of poisoning the entire lake is a lot, you know, less likely than poisoning the river.
Well, yeah, but you know, at the time.
But anyway, let's just move on to the subject. So, your thoughts?
Yeah, regarding the Middle East, there's a United Nations organization. It's called UNCTAD. It stands for UN Conference on Trade and Development. And I've got an old article from 2019 in there, The Unrealized Potential of Palestinian Oil and Gas Reserves. And they talk about the fracking off the shore of the Gaza. And that whether or not these wars are, you know, the attacks on Gaza, trying to drive people out of Gaza, well, that would mean that anybody in Gaza has the rights to the rewards of the gas, of the fracking and oil reserves, you know, but that if people are driven out, then they automatically lose their rights to it. So I would, if I was going to point the finger at who did this attack, I would more suspect the oil and gas boys rather than Iran. There's way too much evidence that the oil and gas boys have been causing wars in the Middle East for, what do you say, century?
Well, so, you know, all of these things are conjecture, and I can say to you that they found that there are oil reserves under Israel. And so, you know, I don't know what, David, what that really has to do with what is getting ready to happen right now. And I don't think that this war is from that perspective. I do think that we need to do everything within our power as human beings to minimize what is getting ready to happen. We all know it. It's no secret. The world knows what's getting ready to take place, and the world doesn't appear to have the power to stop it. And, you know, there's continually messages coming that we have to send a message that they'll remember for decades to come, is what is being said from those representing Israel. How do we terrify them enough that they'll never do this again? Listen to those words. And the only way that that can happen is through slaughter. And so that's what's getting ready to take place. Whether or not the world can do anything to prevent it or not is the issue. Thank you very much for the call, David. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I just think there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks making statements that they really don't know are true or false. I'm just very, very thankful that we got President Biden at the helm on this thing, because he has been around for so long. He knows the players. Again, I think this all has to do with greed and money and what have you. And unfortunately, the innocent people are the ones that are paying the price, which is really, really bad. But like I said, if there's anything I can be happy about in terms of this whole thing, is that President Biden is actually our president at this time and place, because he's the right person. But like I said, a lot of people call in, they have conjectures about Iran and this and that and all these different things, and it's like, you know what, let the people that know what's going on do their job in terms of figuring out who is who and what's what.
Hey.
Instead of people just throwing out, oh, it's Iran, oh, it's this. I mean, what, are we starting more wars with more people all over the place?
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, sir. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Do you realize that Iran is backing all the weaponry came from Iran?
I don't know. Do you have some information that can verify that's where it came from?
Sponsored it.
No, I'm asking. You just made a statement that it came from a specific place, as if you somehow have information that's factual.
Earl, everybody knows that. They're terrorist sponsored. Don't be ignorant. The moron in the White House gave him $6 million for weaponry.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hi, Al. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, the last caller. You know,
right.
He throws out things because of, and he says, I'm ignorant. And he just throws out things. There's nothing to corroborate anything that he says. And because people are so loose, there are people in leadership in the Congress and the Senate, Tom, who are talking just like the last guy. And they're using this, and it came from Iran and it came from here. And to justify somehow us getting into a massive war with the Iranians over this and not realizing what all the consequences of all those things are. If there's some proof that Iran did it, then yes, but our government itself is saying it's not so. But you can't stop people. He called me ignorant, but you can't stop people who don't know today is, October 10th. Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. What I'm saying is those who do not study history are condemned to repeat it. And this is honestly like a 1,400-year war. I mean, none of those people got to get together or get along together. Hamas, and there was a two-state plan. And the biggest sticking point, Palestinians had to recognize Israel as a people, and they refused to do it. They will not do that, and that is the big. They don't think of them as humans. They have been, there's a 1400 year war going on with this stuff. So that is really the catalyst of the whole thing. That is hate. I've had a friend who was in Israel and he went to Palestine and he, well, he's Jewish. That shouldn't make a difference. But even he said he talked to people in Israel. He talked to people in Palestine. None of them want this. It's all the hard right-wing nut jobs like we have in this country that want this. All our politicians who are talking about this, as far as I'm concerned, they're doing it to show that they're tough on stuff. Oh, we're tough, and these are, you know, because we hate the Iranians, so therefore we have to be, you know, here's another, yet another excuse on why we should get involved in all this stuff. And I think what's kind of also bothering me is that now they want to quickly give all this money to Israel, but yet we don't want to give any to Ukraine. And Putin has already, you know, had said in the beginning of this that once we get through Ukraine, we're going to go for Poland. So, you know, these are two major things, but the Republicans, oh, we don't want to deal with Ukraine because, you know, we like Putin. And they won't admit that directly, but man, they sure go on and on about, you know, Putin talking points that Putin likes.
So Tom, what I want to say to people is, you know, this is horrific. It is going to get more horrific, but we've got to use some common sense. And so we can't, to say that we need to get at it with Iran, that, you know, like it's some, you know, football game, and let's go, you know, basically eradicate Iran is absolutely stupid and dangerous. And because people can't see the forest for the trees, they jump on a bandwagon and they, hey, it's not their children that would be engaged in a war with Iran. So they can't think far enough to understand that any war with Iran is going to cost many American lives. So the people who are calling for that, they're not going. And they're not even giving it a second thought. They're not even thinking that, hey, my grandson or my nephew or my brother or my cousin may be called into that war to lose their lives. But the people that are calling for that, they're not going. We got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
The most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 52. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 36. Highs around 58. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms Friday. Highs in the mid-50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Listen to this. Calvin, let that continue to play, if you will. Listen to the lyrics.
Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, where are the religious people? You know, where are the pastors, imams, priests? You know, where are the people from that the world depends on, as spiritual people who can speak up on why life is so precious? We need to hear from them. Now is their time. You know, not after, but before. Where are you? We depend on you to be the conscious, the guiding light of humanity. Where are you? Now, the world is full of people who say, yeah, go in, you know, kill them, slaughter them. Full of that. You know, where are you? Silence. It's part of why so many people have walked away from religion. Because the people who we should be hearing now are they. You know, those who have a conscience, those who understand the power of human beings, of life, the gift of life. And not the fact that the life should be just taken willy-nilly. Where are you, religious leaders? 844-967-2789. Those who speak of the Holy Quran, those who speak of the Bible, those who speak of the Torah. Where are you? Silence is deafening. Listen, tonight, you know, right now, I guess last time I looked, it was 1,800 people who've lost their lives. That number is going to really escalate because I saw what I saw this morning, you know, as I got up early this morning and saw just buildings being knocked down, you know, like bowling pins. People in those buildings. And 300,000 foot soldiers. My God. My God. Armed and prepared for war. And make no mistake about it. That's their job. You know, man's inhumanity to man is going to destroy all of this. Man's nationalism, you know, I'm an American, you know, I'm, you know, from Poland, I'm from Italy, I'm from Spain, I'm from, you know, Greenland. You know, I'm from Africa. I'm an American. So nationalism is somehow more important than humanity? It's just, if you just thought about that just for a millisecond. We all come from the earth. We all go back to the earth. We don't die as an American. We don't die as an Israeli. We don't die as a Palestinian. We die as human beings. When we breathe in the breath of life, we don't breathe it in as a Chinese or a Japanese. We breathe in the breath of life as a human being. But all of that is lost. Then that's why we need to have the man of God, whoever your God is, bring us back to reality. But we can never come back to reality if when that man is needed as he is now and we don't hear from him. Look, we've got to go to a break. My heart bleeds for what's coming. And hopefully yours does too. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Kevin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
And your siding project with 11% off everything at Menards. Update your home with Cedar Creek vinyl siding. It's low maintenance and comes in 16 popular colors. Cedar Creek is built to last and is backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Get 11% off your siding project and save big money at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.